Professor Makita Mutu is with us. Now, today we're talking about the 10th annual monitoring report of the Aotearoa Independent Monitoring Mechanism for the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. It feels like we've been talking about it for a long, long time, Margaret. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. Tēnā koe. Tēnā koe,
Dale. Thanks.
How long have you been involved here, Margaret?
Since about 2005, 2006, so long time, Dale.
Yeah, and we've had sort of an ambivalence towards it from the get-go, where our country didn't want to sign up to it. It seemed like a straightforward document, but it's something that hasn't quite been cemented in or got universal or wide cross-party political support. Now, this is the 10th annual monitoring report. Who is the monitoring mechanism and how do they work, Makere?
So the monitoring mechanism, Aotearoa Independent Monitoring Mechanism, is a group of human rights and tiriti experts who have been called on by national iwi chairs from to do work on the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People. And every year we provide a report. For the last 10 years we have provided a formal report on the areas that the government, well, we always look for areas where the government is complying with the declaration, Dale. We have a hard time finding that. And then we report on the areas that they're really falling down quite badly on. Every year we ask the government to please work with us to draw up that report, because that report goes to National iwi Chairs Forum and to the United Nations Expert Mechanism on the Rights of Indigenous People. And every year the government says they'll work with us, but never does. So this year, the report that's going up is a really, really bad report. I mean, the opening thing is that Aotearoa now has the most overtly racist and white supremacist government that it has had in decades. That is the opening comment in this report this year.
Wow. Scathing criticism. Now, so our kaiwhakarongo are reminded, this is irrespective of which government is in power. So it's like a stain on our international reputation. So that's a pretty heavy line to open up a report with. Governments, successive governments, have preferred to ignore this and turn their backs on the whole kaupapa. Is that what we're witnessing here, Makere?
Well, the last government you had, under, especially under Nanaia Mahuta, when she was the Minister of Māori Development, she tried very hard to set up a mechanism here in this country where the government could comply with the Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous People. But then you saw the rise of the racist attacks on government MPs, on Māori government MPs, on women, and then in 2022 and 2023, the government turned its back on Māori on this. So it's not that there hasn't been an attempt to do it, but what happened, as we all know, in the run-up to last year's election, the white supremacists and the racists came out and just unashamedly attacked Māori, and that's where you've had the government turn its back, and now you've got this three-headed monster in there that seems to be being dictated to by David Seymour, and the attacks on Māori are just unprecedented in this country, and that's what's being reported to the United Nations.
Has the government seen this latest report?
They will get it at the same time as the United Nations gets it.
Which is when?
This week. So there's five people going up to the United Nations this week to deliver the report. We have actually delivered the report to the United Nations a few weeks ago.
Well,
so it will be talked about. The meeting of the expert mechanism starts this week.
Okay. I think a lot of us prefer to almost bathe in the reputation of yesteryear when we were seen as some utopic community where race relations were dandy. This is sort of 40s and 50s, I suppose, that sort of message was sent globally. This is scathing criticism of successive governments who have just been turning their backs on the realities of life for the First Nations people of this land. So the 10th report is being filed. Could you share a little more with us? I mean, if that's the opening line, I'm interested to hear a little more.
So the overarching theme that always goes with these reports is the need for constitutional transformation in this country to recognise the foundational constitution of He Hakaputanga and Te Tiriti. And that's why there is just such great alarm in there. But also that the coalition government is seeking to undo all the progress that has been made over the last 50 years to have us participating, to have Māori participating in decision-making. We've seen that all go out the window. We're about to lose our Māori wards. Dale, I've never seen so much litigation going on. The Waitangi Tribunal has run off its feet with seven urgent claims for these breaches of the treaty. One of the ones that, of course, affects us, although we haven't heard so much about, is that they're backtracking on the climate change work. We know about, we have that obligation to look after Papatūānuku, and we see, much to our shame, our whanaunga Shane Jones saying to hell with Papatūānuku, we're just going to keep raping her. We've seen all of our, you know, they talk about that our people are no longer in the motels. You know, our homeless people are no longer in the hotels and motels. Dale, they're out on the streets living in cars, and it's actually got a whole lot worse since this was started. Then we've got the impact on our reo, where our public servants are being told they can't speak the reo, that the government departments are not allowed to do that sort of thing. And they are undermining our rights, and the actions that they are taking are impacting on our equity. You've got this crazy notion that somehow or other, that David Seymour keeps saying, that we're all New Zealanders and there's no difference. And yet you've got statistics that tell you that Māori health, Māori education, Māori incarceration rates are far, far worse than the rest of the country. The disparities are huge, and yet this government lies and says, no, 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 you're all New Zealanders. And then, of course, the most fundamental thing that David Seymour's trying to do is to say that Māori have no part in the Treaty of Waitangi, in Te Tiriti of Waitangi, that there are only New Zealanders, there are no Māori when it comes to Te Tiriti of Waitangi. So these are all the things that are being reported in a 27-page report to the United Nations, covers each of these topics, all of the matters that are appearing before the tribunal, all of the matters that are before the courts at the moment. So you've got breaches of the so-called treaty settlements, which were never treaty settlements. They were always imposed on iwi against their will, and now even those are being undermined. That's why Tainui is in the courts at the moment. So, you know, this white supremacist racist attack on Māori is actually costing the government millions in terms of court action that is being taken against them at the moment. So this is what we're reporting to the expert mechanism on the rights of Indigenous people, who in the past have visited us to help this country be compliant with the declaration. And as I said earlier, Nanaia Mahuta was very, very good. Willie Jackson also followed it up, but Willie came under enormous attack for wanting from the white supremacists to stop him implementing the declaration. And now we've got a government that just is unashamedly anti-Māori, white supremacist, and seems to be getting away with it, though.
Tough times for our people, Makere. I'm pleased that even after 20 years, you still have enthusiasm for this mahi and are very keen to follow the tabling of this report and the international forum and get some feedback from those who are taking it there. Are you travelling yourself?
No. We're sending up rangatahi, so it's being led by Pania Newton and Kim Hamilton. They've had they've worked for many years on this. They were part of the original Mātika Mai Aotearoa constitutional working group that Moana Jackson and I trained. So it's our rangatahi taking this up, although they are all experienced in human rights and in presenting to the United Nations.
Tēnā koe. Thanks for sharing some time with us. All the best, Tuahine. Tēnā koe.
Ai, tēnā rā koe.
Kia ora. Professor Makere Mutu.